Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Did you get your mailer out?
No, I'm waiting for stamps to come in, but I have to get
You do them all
250.
manually?
Yeah, I do everything manually.
Ooh.
Better open rate.
Well, I mean, it's better than paying somebody to do it because we've tried it and it's $1 million.
Well, it's not just that. How many mistakes does somebody else make when you can actually look? So when I look at the list,
Yeah.
I can be like, "Oh, that's not spelled right," or "Oh, you know," and I can go in and I can check. Where if I just have my labels printed,
Yeah.
oh, there's a whole bunch of mistakes.
Oh.
So and it gives me the ability to freshen things up. So, like, I have 125 invitations to go out, but I have 200 people that I expanded my criteria.
Okay.
So now I can look at it and be like, well, I don't like this person. Or,
Right.
you know, it's like whatever they put in there was a joke. So, you know, people had to spend a certain amount of money in the last 3 years in order for me to invite them to come to this event. They have to be, you know, certain things just kind of have to happen. So
Makes sense.
my calendars go out to my top 250, and then I save about 10 for just, you know, friends, family, things like that.
Yeah.
And,
Well, that's exciting.
all right.
What's the event that you're, what's the mailer for?
Ladies' night. Hold on 1 second, okay?
No problem.
Okay. Hello? I'm good, how are you? No. Oh, I can. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just on the phone with Garrett right now, and then I'll head home.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Oh,
Oh my gosh. Oh, the cesspool guys are just showed up at the house right now. Can you go home and run the water? And I'm like, yeah, when I'm done. I'm talking to Garrett.
man.
I'm busy. I'm talking to Garrett.
Busy. So
Yeah.
it's a ladies' night.
So yeah, so we, all right. I had sent out 100 invitations for my ladies' event, which was supposed to be this past Saturday. There was a glitch in the mail. So it did get sent out, but it showed up on like Thursday. So it should have shown up 2 weeks ago. So like, you know what? We got one RSVP, and it was an RSVP event. We got one RSVP. I said, why don't we call the one that said that you, we got more than one RSVP, but we got one yes. So we called everybody and just said, you know, we're moving it. And we gave them the date. So
Yeah.
now we're sending out like their wedding quality invitations. This is like seriously, this is what went out. And I'm like, what did I just spend for something that just absolutely didn't work at
Flopped.
all?
Yeah,
Like
right.
100% didn't work. And it wasn't because we didn't do our part. It's because like this should have gone out before that, before Halloween. So we were ready. We had everything ready.
And
We
that's
sent
on
everything.
them, right? You're saying that they screwed up and they dropped the ball.
The
They didn't ship it to the mailing company.
mailing company, yeah.
In
So and
a
we.
world where this is still effective, but they should be very careful of what, like, that's not an easy industry, you know, in the world
No.
of tech and you know, physical mailings is declining. Take care of your customers and make sure that you get this shit out on
Well,
time.
the other thing is I never got to see the end result. I did
Oh.
not see what they said. So Taylor and I worked on a new invitation, and she got all set and sent to Staples, picked it up Saturday night. You know, she did it Saturday. Staples had it ready Saturday night. I got the envelopes, but I had to finish my calendars first. So I finished my calendars, and now I just came in to do my list for my ladies' event. So I'll have those done tonight and in the mail.
Good, good.
You know, it's just what's 125 envelopes to write out and get done this afternoon.
Oh, are you writing them out, or do you have a label? You print off labels.
No, I handwrite everything.
Oh my God.
Well, I can look and scour. I can be like,
Yeah.
is this right? Is this address right? Is the
Right,
spelling on
right,
the customer's
right,
name right? You know,
right.
where the
And it's
labels would
also a
just
personal
print.
touch.
Well, plus there's duplicates in the system, and all of a sudden, somebody gets like five, you know, mailings, and it's like, and it's
Really
not that it
wants
needs
you
to
to
be.
come. Really want you here.
And it's not that it needs to be cleaned up. I mean, that's how the edge does things.
Okay.
Like if you have two phone numbers, two addresses, two different email addresses, every single combination will get put in.
Gotcha.
So,
yeah, that
anyway.
Could be problematic, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, I know that you got to run and get to the thing, but can we talk about the goods that you have? Have you been able to go through and, you know, are there any that you're like, nope, not for me?
Not 100% have I had a chance to look at them. But, so what, is there anything here, number one, that you want back? Number two, that you think I shouldn't keep?
So, out of the group that he sent, I would look at the Carat 50s and maybe swap out one of the Carat 50s for something smaller. Because, and again, this is your discretion. He has proven it to work, own bigger, sell bigger. And the national average isn't 50s and 70s and stuff like that. But you sent back all of your smalls, and I don't see any on here that fit that criteria. That was really the only thing that I looked at and said, well, we don't really have a representation of anything under a carat. And I think we're a little heavy on our representation in carat 50s. But I like the size of the options that he sent and the qualities that he sent. Like, he picked out some primo stuff. Now, there's a 190 radiant, like I said before, that I have here. Not a bad size, but again, if you're not getting calls for radiance, I'll just keep it. You know, so it's really...
It's so rare that I get a call for
then,
a radiant.
Then call me when you need one, and I'll keep this one. It's 10
yeah.
grand in asset that you don't need to have. Now,
right.
The only other thing that I would suggest is, and you have carte blanche to do whatever you prefer, the amount invoiced was around 175, but 100 of that is in trade. You didn't commit to 75, you committed to 50. So you have some wiggle room here. If there's something that you want to have and you don't want to be without it, keep it. You're going to get the same terms. You're going to get the same, you know, flexibility on everything. Now, and we've matched that with asset as well. He actually matched it with even more. Typically, it's dollar for dollar. He left more there, and we will continue to do that. But if you're looking at R&F stuff particularly, I sent 20 grand that has not been invoiced. It is there on memo.
Okay.
Now, that, typically we do R&F for R&F, but he already told me, he's like, if she wants less R&F and is selling more GIAs, we're just interested in making sure you have what you
I think we'd all rather sell more R&F. Honestly.
Okay.
So just because, for me, it's like we don't even have to talk about it, see how pretty it is, buy it. You know.
And if that's working for you, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Look at the 1, 2, 3, 4 R&Fs I've sent. I compared them against, so really what I guess I would say is pick out 20 grand that you don't like, and then we'll swap that, because then it's the R&F.
Of R&F.
Right. No, of GIA. Because the amount that's there is too much if I then invoice the R&F on top. Does that make sense? The R&F that you have there, not invoiced, separate completely, I sent it because I saw that we had received so much R&F back that
okay.
I knew that you would be pretty much left without anything.
All right.
So I didn't know if that was I don't want to sell this much, I don't want to have this much R&F on hand, which clearly that is not the case. You want to have it because it's an easier sell for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
And now we're getting into, like, you know, if the girls have the R&F, they understand it.
Good.
The people that I have working for me now, they understand
they're
it.
Not
they're
not against
like,
the...
This is a no-brainer. Against. They're not even looking at the price. So, like, this is pretty. Buy it.
Excellent.
You don't have a budget? Great. This is the diamond that you want. You know? So tomorrow morning, I have an event going on, but I'll come in early.
Okay.
And what I'll do is before you get in, I will go through everything. It's on my list of things that I have to get done. If I have a chance today, I'll get it done today, but I have to get this mailing done.
Yes.
So what I understand is that I'm going to look at the 1.5. I have the 1.9 radiant that I sent back that you're going to keep.
Yeah, and along with everything else that you sent back, honestly.
Yeah.
I did a dollar-for-dollar comparison, and some of the stuff that he sent you, like the Carat 50 DSI-1 that you have there is $1,100 cheaper than the one that you traded back.
Yeah.
So,
so that just makes more sense.
Yeah, there's a cap 40 here that's actually $3,000 cheaper than the one you sent back. So that's like the inventory that he sent you is priced incredibly sharp and
favorable.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're getting a lot more. I understand that like 75, I don't know where your commitment level is, but you're trading back 100, you're going to get so much more inventory. When we had our buying event and I was doing the picks for the new select partners, last year or 2 years ago, it was like 6 diamonds. It was real easy to get to 50 grand. But now it's like 50 grand gets you 12, gets you 14 diamonds.
Yeah.
And they're going up. The costs are going up already.
Yeah.
So the goods picked were at the bottom.
Okay. So let me review with you what I have on my notes. I have 175,000.
Correct.
I have 100,000 of that is trade.
That I have in my possession, correct. I have 100,400 if you want to.
Yeah.
Actually, 100,398. And it doesn't matter.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to spread out all the diamonds, yours and mine.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick which ones I want to keep.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do 50,000 to invoice.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah.
It depends on the diamonds. Cut
right.
back
might,
25,000 right. from what I have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at the 20K in R&F.
Yep.
And we'll look at maybe shipping back 20,000 of the GIA.
Okay.
So that's what I have in notes.
Yes.
Okay. And then we'll discuss it tomorrow. We'll go over diamond for diamond. I'll make you a list. Or I'll just call you. I mean,
perfect.
I won't make a list because that will take forever. So,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah, that, and then we'll have everything back here no later than Thursday, and then everything will be evened out.
Right, yeah. Well, you should have it, like, once you and I have our conversation tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Oh, so then
I should be able to wrap it up tomorrow, and you can have it Wednesday.
Okay, perfect.
That's my goal, okay?
Yeah, that all works right. for me. And then you can all, I mean, let's just handle that, and then whatever shakes out, then we can start looking at the next project after will be the long-term memo stuff. So, like, if you look at this and go, ramps of studs, tennis bracelets, something else other than a 216 fancy oval halo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, all right. So
okay.
That's the next project after we figure this out.
All right. Sounds good.
Awesome. Well,
I'd
come and help you fill out envelopes, but it took me 5 tries to fill out an envelope just the other week, so.
No. It's good. I'll sit down at my kitchen counter with, like, some good, you know, something going on in the background, some music or something like that, and just chill and just, I know I got to get it done. Today is my day. Next Monday. I have, like, errands up the wazoo. I've got oil change. I got physical therapy. I've got some other stuff I got to get done before Thanksgiving, so.
Oh, my God. That's next week, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, 6 weeks left. And I was just telling another client of mine, it's funny
Oh, so you know what? I'm sorry. I have to apologize. I'm going to send you back that 103 lab grown that you sent me for the ladies' night thing.
Yeah, that's
Do you have a pair of 1 carat total weight studs in lab grown?
Yeah.
All right. So when
those
when
are, I think, like, well,
I hope they're
dirt
cheap.
Money. Yeah, they are. Yeah. They are frustratingly gorgeous and frustratingly cheap. I can tell you real quick. That's okay. You can send that back. Like $300. Actually, $300 on the nose for 4-prong. I have them in 4-prong and 3-prong. So
then 4-prong.
I have 4-prong baskets.
Yeah. Okay.
They're both the same cost.
When you ship something else.
Yeah. Yeah, we have plenty.
I don't need them until the 30th.
Okay. You got it.
All right. Okay, cool.
All righty.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks, Cindy.
Okay,
right, bye.
Yep, bye-bye.